Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, first weekend of the new year, and we're going to kick it off with a little bit of healthiness. And Chaz and Thompson from Schmoe's Breweries in the studio with me because Barbecue Bob is off on a little training sabbatical, but we have tracked him down. And on the live line right now, it's the absent partner, Barbecue Bob. What's up, brother?
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. Thanks for making time. I know I'm pulling you out of a riveting PowerPoint presentation right now.
Well, you know, I'm about done here. I have now converted everything I own to blue with an oval logo, so I think I'm totally been a carrier brainwashed.
Oh, I thought you were working for Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the logos look similar. But, yeah, I'm about done here and ready to come home. So
good. We got fishing to do.
Right.
Next week. Yeah, next week. Chaz told me to stay away as long as I want, so I'm not sure what he means by that. But
well, we're anyway. Drinking Coconut Crusher in your honor.
That's a tough one to miss.
So we've been talking with – we just got off the line with Shasta, and she was talking about all the many benefits and health benefits of balsamics and olive oils. And I think you're going to talk about something healthy, but I never really know. So what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I really appreciate your, I guess, theming of the show and coming through the healthy door. And we all, especially with New Year's resolutions and everything, I think we all have to really think about what we put into our mouths because, you know, if you're trying to get that waist slim down or if you're trying to get your size of your rump reduced or trying to get stronger legs, any of that stuff.
Last year's jeans.
Yeah, it all has to do with what you intake. So I guess the one thing I was thinking about early this morning as I laid in bed thinking about a good response was more than anything the categories and the way we look at food. And I think one of the things to consider is maybe your style of cooking. Do you grill? Do you sous vide? Do you bake, fry, roast, smoke, cure? What's your style? And what's your comfort zone? What are you prone to do? And, you know, I tend to like to grill and smoke a bunch. I don't fry as much unless it's breakfast. But, and then the other thing to consider in that whole foods category, if you will, is meat classes or types. Do you have, you know, a sweet spot? Jop, I've cooked with you long enough to know what your favorites are, right?
Right.
But is it beef? Is it fish? Is it seafood, pork, fowl?
Tofu.
Oddities, you know? Yeah, I put oddities down just because you said it. Tofu. How about escargot? You know, what's a category for a snail?
Seafood.
That would be right next to the trash can in my world. But you know what? People love them. So.
I love it. Yeah, I love
well,
it.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been out fishing for like 5 days straight, and we've cooked fish three different ways up at camp, and we were trying to do a little bit more of the healthy, but we were also throwing some vegetables into the mix.
Yeah.
There you go. And then herbal category or your influencer there. What's, you know, what are you prone to or what do you tend to like on the herbal side? Keep it legal, Joppy. When and how?
You're the one that's been to Colorado, not me.
Yeah, we're just poor Michigan boys.
Right.
Yeah. It's coming your way. When and how to use and which are you using? Like the Holy Trinity, you know, which is carrots, celery, onions, chopped as a blend and sauteed typically is what chefs would call the Holy Trinity. Or I'm a thyme guy. I tend to really love, I lean on things like thyme and rosemary and a lot of garlic.
Does Rosemary like it when you lean on her?
Not if I have garlic breath.
Okay.
How do you feel about tarragon?
And not big on it. Not big on it. So, and then the other thing is how extensive you prep. And that has a lot to do with how healthy you will cook, because sometimes the healthier things that you're going to eat take more prep time. And that prep time might be as far back as, gee, am I going to go to the fruit stand? Am I going to go to a market? Am I going to go somewhere for this specialty item that I can't pick up down on the corner? So prepping is not just at the sink. I mean, it's, you know, it really has to do with
forethought.
You start planning up what you're going to do. Yeah. And then I guess another thing in terms of healthy eating, and this is going to blow you away, but what are the trends? Organics, that's a trend. And I'm finally kind of like making the concession to more and more organic stuff because the prices are coming down. And I think, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the big food producers do put stuff in your food that's not good. So,
yeah, because they need shelf life in order for it to make money, right? And so preservatives are, yeah, they're generally categorically not good for you.
Now, Bob, I know that this fall and into the winter here, you've been doing a lot of work around the house and stuff, and your house has been a bit in transition. But normally, do you guys get into the canning on things? Because I think that's one of those arts that fits right in with grilling, of preserving your own.
Well, that's, I think, a great point, Chaz. And I make bread and butter pickles, and I can my own jalapenos, just because those are two things I really like that I can't buy at a level of quality that I want. But canning's really a lot of work.
And once you plant those kind of things in your yard, they grow
right
a lot.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And then I guess the other thing to consider is how do you find the healthiest ways to cook and things to cook for your family? You know, do you just tend to get on the train track and just go down the same old track every night? Well, most of us do. We're creatures of habit. And I think you got to go out of your way to seek out really cool foods that are healthy. Now, my son, Alex, was skiing in Colorado for Christmas, and he came back, and his girlfriend's really heavy into vegetables. She does. We're breaking her into a little red meat, but she's mostly.
If she becomes a daughter-in-law, the whole game changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's headed down that track too. But anyway, so Alex came back, and he was really excited because she sought out a lot of vegetarian type foods, and he actually ate a bunch of vegetable dishes that he loved, and that's okay too, because we have such a great supply of vegetables that I think you need to up your game and open up your repertoire to, you know, just more and more things that are in your sweet spot.
So let me ask you this, Bob. What is your favorite vegetable to grill?
Well, it's too easy, but I absolutely love asparagus.
Yep, it is a good one. It is a real good one, but we're bumping up against the end, brother. So, hey, man, looking forward. Will you ever get back as a co-host on the show, or is it just me and Chaz forever now?
Chaz and I are working it out.
Oh, all right. Yeah, Jop, you've been kicked to the curb, brother. Yeah, I get it. All right, man.
I saw the grilling guy rig downstairs. He's still sporting colors.
Right,
so.
But hey, man, finish this gig up where you are and get back up here because I miss you.
And we got to go fishing.
Yeah. Likewise.
So thanks, Bob.
Okay, guys.
All right. Take care, man.
Yeah.
Barbecue Bob on sabbatical. Coming up next, we're going to bring the train to the station, little man law, and we might touch on a couple more goodies. Stick with us.
Yeah, we got to talk a little fishing, too.
Right.